Je te jure, je te remarque.
What's your name, little boy?
Eric.
Eric. What do you want for Christmas, Eric?
Daddy, 9500.
You've been good, little boy?
Yeah.
Have you? Good. You like Santa Claus? You like Santa Claus, right? All right, let's sing a little song. Jingle bell.
Jingle bell, jingle bell.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun.
You took the feet, Willie.
Who's your connection, Willie? What's his name?
What?
Answer him! No, no, man, no!
Hey, no.
Is it Joe the Barber?
What?
Joe the Barber, right?
No.
That's who it is, isn't it?
Don't give us any shit. What's Joe's last name?
I don't know, man.
Give me a chance.
Yeah, all I know is there's a 125th Street, man, about the barbershop.
What side of the street do you live on? North or south? North or south?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know.
I'm asking you what side of the street he lives on.
Hey, shithead. When was the last time you picked your feet, huh?
Yeah, what's he talking about?
I got a man in Poughkeepsie who wants to talk to you. You ever been to Poughkeepsie? Huh? Have you ever been to Poughkeepsie?
Hey, man, come on, give me a break. Hey,
man,
what you
on,
talking
on,
about,
man? Let me hear you say it. Come on. Have you ever been to Poughkeepsie? You've been to Poughkeepsie, haven't you?
I want to hear it! Come on!
Yes, you've been there, right?
Yeah.
You sat on the edge of the bed, didn't you? You took off your shoes, put your finger between your toes, and picked your feet, didn't you? Now say it!
Yes!
All right. You put a shoe on my partner. You know what that means? God damn it! All winter long, I gotta listen to him gripe about his bowling scores. Now, I'm gonna bust your ass for those three bags, and I'm gonna nail you for picking your feet in Poughkeepsie.
Un prochain léqué d'une trentaine de mètres. On pourra recevoir des unités d'interrogation de 500 tonnes.
Et combien d'hommes supplémentaires?
Ça fera environ 10 hommes de plus.
Le syndicat exigera un minimum de 12 hommes.
Mais quelle importance! Ce qui compte pour moi, c'est d'avoir un chantier qui pourra recevoir les plus grands bateaux du monde.
Dis-moi, vieille branche, comment peux-tu rester si jeune avec la vie que tu mènes?
Mais quelle vie, Marcel! Je ne fais plus rien depuis que je suis descendu de ce cabine. Bonjour.
T'as passé une bonne journée?
Ah oui. Tu sais, j'ai réfléchi longuement à ton cadeau pour le voyage. Et je le souhaite moi-même. Tiens.
Je peux l'ouvrir? Tu peux l'ouvrir maintenant? Oh, c'est merveilleux, chérie. Oh, tu me gâtes. Je t'aime. Maintenant, moi, je vais te montrer ce que j'ai acheté.
Ah oui? Encore des shopping?
Oui. Toi, chérie.
Et pour moi?
Tu sais, l'hiver va être très froid.
Sans toi, je m'habillerai encore en docker. Merci, chérie. Je suis passé voir Françoise.
Comment va-t-elle?
Je n'ai jamais vu tant de sérénité. Elle m'a demandé de tes nouvelles et si nous étions serrés.
Le sommes-nous?
Non.
Need a little help there?
You dumb guinea.
How the hell did I know he had a knife?
Never trust a nigger.
He could have been white.
Never trust anyone. Going sick?
No.
Huh? Are you going sick?
No.
What do you say we pop by down the shave for a half hour so I'll have
Jimmy,
a couple drinks?
For Christ's sakes, I'm beat. I'm going to go home.
All right. One drink. Drink this. Whip it out.
How many times have I been downhearted, looked up and saw him smiling like a shining dime? Yeah. That he would stay and tell me why he was so happy if he had time. Oh, I wish there was a way to race him, catch a flying horse and chase him. Everybody's going to the moon, me and you. Everybody's going, it'll be quite soon. It's customary, songs like this use a word like spoon. That's gonna touch that shining bubble,
oh, yeah,
with our own two hands.
Right on, Sheila. And it's got to make you glad to be alive.
could make at least two junk connections at that far table over in the corner.
Right.
And the guy in the striped shirt and tie combo. I know him, too.
I thought we came here to buy me a drink.
Who is that clown?
It's a policy guy from Queens.
Dig the creep that's coming to the table now.
But you wish lucky. He don't look the same without numbers across his chest.
The table is definitely wrong.
It's customary in songs like this to use the word lies.
Big-time spenders. You make him?
No, you.
He's spreading it around like the Russians are in Jersey. Nice. They say we stick around and give him a tail. Come on, just for fun.
Give him a tail.
Grease her with the blinds.
What for? You want to play hide the salami with his old lady?
Monica. When the hell's that?
Who keeps score?
Hey.
Kissy devil, isn't he? Look at him. Look at him.
Well, they're all cousins, you know that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, say goodbye. Come on. What's he got now?
Hudson Terraplane, that's what he got.
No, no.
Easy.
Okay.
Go to work.
Howdy. Lay odds he takes us to Dago Town.
Don't take him, Popeye. He's nothing.
You're having fun, ain't you?
Thank you.
That's not a drop. I'll open up a charge for you at Bloomingdale's.
Lincoln Alexander, Zalig, the toy department.
Ça marchait. Très bien. Sale boulot. Vous
voulez que je le fasse?
Il est en retard. Je crois qu'on fait une erreur de le prendre avec nous.
Une erreur?
C'est génial. C'est une vedette à la télévision. Il peut y aller partout sans être soupçonné. En plus, il a besoin de fric.
J'ai pas confiance en lui.
Sois gentil avec lui. On ne sait jamais. Il peut te faire travailler à la télévision.
Alain.
Marie, c'est gentil d'être venu.
Bonjour.
Je vous présente mon associé, Pierre Nicoli, Harry Devereaux.
Enchanté. Alain, j'ai réfléchi à votre proposition et j'ai décidé d'accepter.
Our friend's name is Boca, Salvatore Boca, B-O-C-A. They call him Sal. He's a sweetheart. He was picked up on suspicion of armed robbery. Now, get this. 3 years ago, he tries to hold up Tiffany's on Fifth Avenue in broad daylight. He could have got 2.5 to 5, but Tiffany's wouldn't prosecute. Also, downtown, they're pretty sure he pulled off a contract on a guy named DeMarco.
What about his old lady?
Her name's Angie. She's a fast filly. She drew a suspended for shoplifting a year ago. She's only a kid. 19, according to the marriage license.
19 going on 50. What else?
He's had the store a year and a half. Takes in a fast $7,000 a year.
So what's he doing with two cars and $100 tabs at the Shea?
The LTD's in his wife's name. The Comet belongs to his brother, Lou. He's a trainee at the garbage man school on Ward's Island. He did time a couple of years ago. Assault and robbery.
The black Cadillac. New Jersey plates. RWN-264. I know that one cat. We saw him outside the Pike Slip Inn the other day.
Listen, I want to get a blouse like that for my girlfriend, but I want you to model it for me.
Better not let my husband hear that.
I don't care if he hears it. Will you do it for me?
Okay, how much are you going to pay?
$50 an hour.
$50 an hour? I'll do it. $200.
Nah, can't afford it.
I'll go to you later. All right, bye-bye. It's 1:30. It didn't
make it. You work around here?
Yeah, across the street.
It's the third time you come here this week. You got anything on this building?
The building's clean. I checked the tenant list. Remember Don Amici, the actor? He lives here. Oh, yeah, and somebody else. Does the name Joel Weinstock ring a bell?
Oh, you're kidding.
No, sir. He lives right here.
It was the bank on a shipment out of Mexico, what is it, 3 years ago?
Yeah, so I hear.
He's going to Ward's Island. We're going to be spotted there. What the hell is he doing that?
Well, maybe he's going to go down and see his brother.
Shit.
Well, maybe it's another drop. Yeah, he gets a free ride.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall. Come on, move. Move.
Come on, sweetheart, move.
Come on, move.
All right, come on.
Hands face the window.
Move.
Face the wall. Turn around there.
Turn around.
Move.
Now, come on, move.
Hands out of your pocket.
Turn around. Turn around.
Come on, you heart. Come on.
Turn around,
come
baby.
On.
Come on, turn around. Get on the wall. Get on.
Get him up.
Turn around.
Get him up.
Turn around. Hey, you dropped that. Pick
all
it up.
Those hands up.
Pick it up.
Come on, move. What are you looking at?
All right, bring it here. Get your hands out of your pockets. What's my name?
Doyle.
What?
Mr. Doyle.
Come here. You pick your feet. Do you get over there. Get your hands on your head.
Hold them up. We told you people were coming back. We're gonna keep coming back here until you clean this bar up. Keep your eye on your neighbor. He dropped something that belongs to you.
What is this, a fucking hospital here?
Huh? Turn around there, fella. What do we got here, huh? This belong to you? Huh? Stand up there, naughty. Get your hands on your fucking head.
Get in there.
You want to take a ride there, fat man?
Oh, bullshit.
Huh? Pay attention. We're going to ask questions later.
Turn around.
All
right, shut up. Damn it. Shut up! Anybody want a milkshake? All right, come over here. You and you. Hey, Whiskers! Come over here. Move ass when I call you.
Get in.
You! Come on, you, Baldy. Come on. Come on, move. All right, put it on the bar.
Come on.
Get it on the bar.
Get the hell in there. Put your hands on your head.
All of it. Smart ass, you drop something. Pick it up. You want that hand broken? Get it up there. What else you got here, huh?
Turn around.
You're under arrest. That goes for you, too. Get that phone book. Come on. Move! Move!
Keep
off. Sit in there. All right, face the wall, put your hands against the wall, and lock yourself in. Hey, you! Hacker! Where are you going?
You talking to me, baby?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Come here. Get out.
Move. What's happening, baby?
Where you been, huh?
I've been in there.
You stand a toss?
Sure, I'm clean.
You shit?
No, man.
Get up.
Oh, man, who are you? Dick Tracy, somebody. I said I was clean.
I'm not gonna get stuck, am I?
No, I said I'm clean, didn't I?
I do. You know what happens.
Yeah, I said I'm clean. Oh, don't get him fucking over me. I'll kick your motherfucking ass. Oh, you fucking idiot, man. Fucking where?
Give me a nickel, man. Come on, come. Give me a nickel. Come on, come on, come on.
I told you, I'm coming. Why don't you fuck you want to come down on me like that?
I'll come down on
you. Oh, man. You
goddamn. This ain't no goddamn good shit. How's everything?
Everything's everything, baby.
Hey, how come there's nothing out there, man? That stuff's all milk.
There ain't nothing around. Nobody's holding.
I got a name for you. Cy Boca, Brooklyn.
Boca?
Yeah. B-O-C-A.
Mm-hmm.
What about his wife, Angie?
Doesn't register. There's been some talk, though.
About what?
Shipment. Coming in this week, week after. Everybody's gonna get well.
Well, who's bringing it?
Who knows?
Where do you want it?
Huh?
Where do you want it?
Oh, shit. This side.
Oh, I'm gonna check on this address in the Bronx, and if they don't know you, they're at your ass.
I thought I told you to stand there.
Get that hair done before Saturday. We're going now. Goodbye.
Move ass. Tell everybody we'll be back in an hour.
All that is great, but you belong at Pepper Stuyvesant, not out there in Ridgewood.
Well, why don't you detach us then, for Christ's sakes? Give us a shot at it. At least till we find out if there's anything here or not. Everybody wants wine stuff, right? Well, maybe here's the lead we're looking for. We deserve this.
You couldn't burn three-time loser with this garbage you're bringing in here. The man has done absolutely nothing. The first thing you know, you'll wind up in an entrapment rap, the both of you. Brooklyn is loaded with guys that own candy stores, two cars, and like to go to nightclubs.
Yeah, but you put this little candy store hustler together with Joel Weinstock, and maybe we got a big score.
Big score, my ass. At best, he's selling nickel and dime bags.
I wouldn't be infringing on your coffee break, Simonson, if I thought it was a nickel and dimer.
Your hunches have backfired before, Doyle. Or have you forgotten about that already? Jesus Christ, Jimmy, what's happened to you guys lately? Every year, you lead the Narcotic Bureau on arrest. What, was it over 100 again last year? Terrific. But who? What did you bring in? A high school kid in short pants that had a twitch? You grab a bellhop because he's got three joints in his sock?
Walter, we got the information there's no shit on the street, right? It's like a goddamn desert full of junkies out there. Everybody waiting to get well. Goddamn it, this could be it. This little candy store guy, he's put on a big show in a fancy nightclub. With no narcotics connections. They were all over him. And then on our own, after working a whole day and night, we tail him to Brooklyn. And we sat on him for practically a week. Now, who do we come up with? Joel Weinstock, for Christ's sake. Now, you gotta let us have it.
Do you believe all this crap?
I go with my partner.
What'll it take?
A wire.
No, two wires.
Two wires.
One on the store, one on the house.
You know I have to get a court order for a wiretap, don't you?
But you'll try.
We know you can do it, Walt.
Popeye, you still picking your feet in Poughkeepsie?
J'entends parler de beaucoup de cette violence à New York, je n'arrive pas à y croire. Alors j'ai peut-être un peu parlé pour moi. J'ai tendance à penser à mes propres problèmes. Enfin.
Mr. Devereaux, is this your first trip to New York?
Yes, it's my first.
Why did you choose to come by ship?
The next several weeks will be very difficult for me. And the middle of the ocean is the only place where the telephone isn't ringing all the time.
Would you agree with the recent survey finding that showed that Mayor Lindsay was the sexiest man in the world?
Est-ce que vous êtes d'accord avec cette espèce de référendum qui a donné que le Mayor Lindsay était l'homme le plus sexy du monde?
Tout à fait, oui.
What is the mayor? Here's the rest of the warrants. The court order's in there for the wiretap. The judge gave you 60 days on it. Tell Doyle that Muldrick and Klein will sit in for the feds. They'll make all the buys. Make sure you keep them informed of everything that goes down. You know Doyle there, don't you, Bill?
Yeah, I know, Popeye. His brilliant hunches cost the life of a good cop.
Hey, look, if this is the way you're coming in on this, why don't you stay home and save us all a lot of grief?
Because that's my opinion.
Shove it up your ass.
Whatever.
Bill, look, please, look, do me a favor. Give them a chance. You came in here with a little piece of information. I know you worked with him before you had a little trouble. But don't get off on the wrong foot, huh? You have any problems, come to me with him. I'll handle it.
Not on the wrong foot, Simonson. Just keep him off my back.
Just try and cool it with him.
I will.
If you have any problems, come to me. I'll handle him, all right? Do me a favor, all right?
I'll be happy to work with him.
Okay, he's a good cop. Basically a good cop. He's got good hunches every once in a while, all right?
Fine.
Give him a chance.
Fine. Just keep him off my back.
Florida's Mackle Brothers invite you to join the Great Escape. Say goodbye to air pollution, commuting, high prices, rising taxes, and cold, depressing winter. Mackle Brothers will show you the way to Florida, that fresh, clean air, warm and sunny year-round weather, and a home that you'll be proud to own. Call Mackle Brothers right now for...
Popeye!
What?
It's me, Cloudy. Open the door.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Let yourself in, will you?
What happened?
That crazy kid. He locked me up with my own cuffs.
Oh. Where's the keys? Hi there. Anybody hurt in this wreck? Thought I told you to get plastic folders for this stuff. Scrapbookers like you. Mess.
In my pants, will you? Come on. Get the warrants?
Yeah. I also got two feds. Muldrick and Klein.
Oh, what do we need those pricks for?
Because our department's got about 908 bucks to make buys. And they can get all they want from Uncle Sap.
Hello.
He's yours, darling.
Mike, take a look at this
movie. Vous voyez, il y a quatre cimetières de voitures pareilles à celui-ci dans tout l'ensemble de la ville. Et il y passe environ 1000 voitures par mois. Et deux fois par an, on vend aux enchères celles que personne n'a réclamées.
Juste pour des heures de stationnement?
Non. Non, il y en a beaucoup qui ont été mêlés à des affaires louches et qu'on a confisquées. Ou bien, elles ont été simplement abandonnées. Quand vous savez, M. Charlier, c'est là votre source principale de récupération.
Thirty over here from the general. Okay, I got 30. Can I get 35? 35. Anyone 35? 35 over here. About 38? 38? Can I get 38?
Yeah, right here.
38 over here, 38. How about 40? Can I get 40? Can I get 40? 40 over here, I got 40. Can I get 41? 41? 40 once? 40 twice? Sold to the gentleman for $40.
All right, we come now to the next number, 42399.
Vous voyez le type là-bas au chapeau noir?
It's a Rambler four-door sedan.
C'est notre acheteur.
Do I hit $10?
$10.
I got $10 over here. Do I hit 12?
12.
12 over here, 12. Can I get 14? Can I get 14?
14.
14 over here. About 16? Can I hit 16? 16?
16.
18. Can I get 18 over there? Right. How about 20? Can I get 20?
20.
$20 over here. About 22? 22 anywhere?
22.
I got 22 over here. Can I get 24?
24.
24 over here. 24. How about 25? 25 anywhere? 25.
25.
25. I got 25. Can I get 26? Can I get 26? 25 once? 25 twice? Sold to the gentleman for 25.
Every car sold here today.
Where are you?
Taking care of business.
What do you mean, taking care of business? It's after midnight.
You know, I had to meet some people tonight.
Yeah, well, finish all your meeting people and get back here now. And bring a pizza with you.
Where am I gonna get a pizza this time of night?
Well, try, okay?
Hey, I don't know where I'm gonna find the pizza joint open.
Sal?
Yeah?
Don't forget, anchovies.
Salvatore? Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, hello. Hello.
Who is it?
Yeah, this is Sal. How are you?
Hey, Sal, a foreigner.
You meet me at Wesley at the hotel, okay?
Good.
Sounds French.
Great.
Will I expect you?
Yeah, what time?
12 o'clock, yes?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Strictly small potatoes. Sure can pick them, Doyle. Still wearing your gun on your ankle? You know, someone told me the reason why you do that is when you meet a chick and you rub up against her, she can't tell you're a cop. I said it's bullshit. It's gotta be a fast draw gimmick or something.
Bill, why don't you knock it off, huh?
He's getting too far ahead. You're gonna lose him.
Hey,
you read me? Klein, this is Cloudy. Do you read me? Bill, for... Bill, come in, for Christ's sakes! This is Cloudy. Do you read me? Listen, we lost him on the bridge.
Right. I got him. He's heading north on East River Drive.
Excuse me, excuse me.
You take Sal. I'll take the beard.
There goes Sal.
Thank you.
You want the red or the white?
Pardon your ear.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the guy just walked in there. What's his name?
Pretty sure that one's a frog. He made me too. Lives on 4, he went up to 6. He's cute, real cute.
The other guy's a frog too. He checked into the Edison, had a hooker sent up.
Should have collared him right there.
Who's on him?
Klein.
How about Sal?
You put him to bed for the night.
Why don't you do the same, Doyle? You look like shit.
Come on.
Look, my partner and I made this case, you know, originally. We don't want any feds screwing it up.
Case? So far, you haven't showed me a damn thing.
Look, now you keep shooting your mouth off. I'm going to knock you right in the middle of next week. I swear to Christ.
Come on, knock it off.
Don't tell me to knock it off, goddammit.
Just cut it out, will you? For Christ's sakes. Nothing going down. Get some sleep.
Last off. 180. $200. Good housekeeping seal of approval. $210. U.S. government certified. $220. Lunar trajectory. Junk of the month club sirloin steak. $230. Grade A poison. Absolute dynamite. 89% pure junk. Best I've ever seen. If the rest is like this, you'll be dealing on this load for 2 years.
So you tell me it's worth a half million?
How many kilos?
60.
60 kilos? 8 big ones a kilo, right? This stuff will take a 7-to-1 hit on the street.
And by the time it gets down to nickel bags, it'll be at least 32 million.
Thank you, Howard. Take what's left there with you and good night. Not that one. The little one.
I guess we got a deal, huh?
What we got here, Sal, is a test. A deal for $500,000? Maybe.
Maybe? Come on, Joe. I know the guy's in a hurry. Wants the bread. He wants to go back to France. This guy's not going to hang around and play games. Look, he's one of the shrewdest cats I ever come across.
What am I, a schmuck? What's the hurry? He could see a couple of shows. Visit the top of the Empire State Building.
Don't jerk me, Weinstock. I spent a lot of time setting this one up.
So what do you want, a badge? This is your first major league game, Sal. One thing I learned. Move calmly, move cautiously. You'll never be sorry.
Look, I've been damn careful up to now.
This is why your phone lines are tapped and the feds are crawling all over you like fleas.
Look, I'm telling you, he'll take the deal somewhere else.
Well, let him take his 60 kilos of heroin someplace else and find out how easy it is to put together a half a million in cash. You wouldn't find there's any hurry to do this kind of business.
The stuff is here. We can make the switch in an hour. Look, Weinstock, I'm telling you, he'll split if we don't move. This guy's got him like that. He's everything they say he is.
What about you, Sal? Are you everything they say you are?
Thank you.
Doyle. I'm sitting on Frog One.
Yeah, I know that. You got the Westbury covered like a tent.
The Westbury, my ass. I got him on the shuttle at Grand Central. Now, what the hell's going on up there? I make him come out of the hotel. He was free as a bird. He went on solo awake.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, well, listen, now, I don't care how many bartenders you got that are sick. Now, I'm not working that joint. That's right. Same to you, buddy. They get a grape drink.
So everything's going great? Terrific. Beautiful. I'll need a few more days, though. The boys think we ought to cool it for a while, just to make sure there's no heat.
You must take me for an imbecile. Why do you think I asked you to meet me in Washington? I haven't spent 5 minutes in New York City without the company of a policeman.
Look, I'm leveling with you. I need a little more time. It's just that my people think we ought to find a better time to make the switch, that's all.
It has to be by the end of this week.
Look, Chenier, you gotta be reasonable.
It's your problem.
Well, it's your problem, too.
So nice to have seen you again.
C'est craint qu'ils ne prennent un peu trop de précautions, nos amis américains.
Qu'est-ce qu'on décide?
On suit le programme.
Et avec eux?
Ça ne sait rien. Pour Capère, il n'est pas assez costaud. Il boit des flics partout.
Oh. Il a raison.
Le plus dangereux, c'est celui qui m'a suivi dans le métro.
Je m'en charge. On en a à foutre. Vendredi, on sera parti.
Come on, Dolly. We found a set of works on a kid driving a sports car over there. His girlfriend's in the back of the car. She's dead.
Give the car complete to us.
Well, I say we keep sitting on Boca.
Jimmy, give it up. Give it up. It's all over with. If there was a deal, it's gone down by now. We blew it. We blew our warrants, and we blew our cover.
Listen, I know the deal hasn't gone down. I know it hasn't. I can feel it. I'm dead certain.
Last time you're dead certain, we have a dead cop.
Hey! Oh, hold on! Hold on! Johnny Griff, break it up! Hold it! Will you two break it up? Stop it now! Hold on to yourself! What's the matter with you?
Son of a...
Jimmy, you wasted 2 months on this. No callers are coming in while you two guys are running around town jerking off. Now go back to work! You're off, special assignment!
What's the next stop into the city?
25th Avenue.
Hold it!
time, sir. I need your car. When am I going to get back?
your ass. Just get the door.
Seem to find the damn tickets. Where's the guy?
He's getting my cards in the back.
He's walking towards Front Street.
Got him. Angie's parked over here in the LTD.
Cute. You stay with her. We're gonna sit on the Lincoln.
The car's dirty, Cloudy. We're gonna sit here all night if we have to.
time, is it?
Ten after four.
Third time those guys have been around.
All right, let's hit him. Hit him!
Stay right there.
You move before
your fucking head off.
Keep it up.
What the hell's that?
What are you doing?
Turn around.
Jar at him, man. I'm not doing
what do you
my
mean,
Jar? Huh? Who's the boss here, huh? Hey, who's running this outfit?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Just running around.
Who
we saw the
down?
Car.
Don't talk back to me, man. What are you doing here?
We saw the car, man.
So
we
the car?
No, we was breaking down the tires and that's all it was.
Lock him up.
Come on.
Nothing but a bunch of lousy spick car thieves.
Nothing there except a New York City map.
Are you bullshitting me? That car's dirty. But take it in and tear it apart.
All solid.
Nobody been under that car since it came from the factory. That thing is clean.
I don't buy that, Irv. The stuff is in that car.
Well, you find it. I can't.
Enfin, on va pas passer la journée ici, ça fait deux heures qu'on est là.
Non, écoutez, soyez patient, je vais... Look, the car was lost sometime last night. First they sent us to Pier 1, then they sent us here, then what?
I don't understand why you parked the car down by the waterfront. You tell me you're staying at the Doral in Midtown Manhattan and you lose the car out by the Brooklyn Bridge?
Look, Monsieur Devereaux is scouting locations for a film for French television. He probably left the car to look at some point of interest.
We were told by the police commissioner's office that the car was brought to this garage. I demand its immediate return.
You're going to have to be patient, Mr. Devereaux. We get 400 or 500 cars here a day.
Monsieur Devereaux is a very important guest of this country. He is working with the absolute cooperation and participation of your government. Here are his credentials from the French consulate. Unless you wish to see this episode portrayed in his film, I suggest you locate the car immediately.
You're in a no-smoking area, sir. Will you please extinguish your cigarettes?
What was the weight of the car when you got it, Irv?
4,795 pounds.
Sure?
That's what it was, 4,795 pounds when it came into the shop.
Owner's manual says 4,675. It's 120 pounds overweight. And when it was booked into Marseille, it was 4,795. That's still 120 pounds overweight. Jimmy's got to be right.
Listen, I ripped everything out of there except the rocker panels.
Come on, Irv, what the hell is that?
Got it for you, Randy. Just came in from downtown. Who's Devereaux?
I am, Mr. Devereaux. Why?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Devereaux, but we get a lot of cars here at night, and sometimes it's hard to keep track.
You mean the car is here now?
Oh, yeah, it's right outside.
They stole it right off the street from you, huh? God damn. You're gonna have to pay the towing charge, you know.
I was told these things happen in New York, but one never expected.
Yeah, well, that's New York. Is this your first trip over here?
Yeah. Where's my car, please?
It's right over here. You're lucky this time. It's in perfect shape, not a scratch. You must lead a charming life.
Exactement ce qui se passe, mais pour moi, c'est fini. C'est
pas
fini.
Tout à fait. C'est vous qui avez fait entrer la voiture dans le pays. La police le sait. Vous êtes complice, Harry.
Complice. Oui. Mais complice de quoi? Enfin, c'est insensé. Vous m'avez demandé de vous rendre service. Oui. Je vous ai rendu service. Bon. Ensuite, vous avez abusé de ma confiance.
Ben,
si! Je m'excuse. J'ai une certaine réputation, je tiens à la sauvegarder. Là, pour moi, c'est définitivement terminé.
Calmez-vous, Harry. Faites-moi confiance encore une fois. Oui, je sais, la situation est compliquée.
Ah, ça va se cracher.
Si vous faites, c'est ce que je vous dis. Harry, Harry, vous gagnerez beaucoup d'argent.
Voilà.
Thank you.
Listen, I'll see you in Pops tonight,
right,
huh?
Okay, Barry, take care, huh?
One is in that room.
You shot Mulderich.
The son of a bitch is here. I saw it.
I'm gonna get him.